Ladies and gentlemen, is the Church of Christ a denomination? Is it possible today to be just a Christian, nothing more and nothing less? These are vital questions that we should be willing to let the Bible give us the answer. The Apostle Peter wrote, "But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name." 1 Peter 4:16. Denominational names and creeds are sinful and divisive. "A house divided against itself shall not stand," the Lord declared. All the different denominations with their human names and practices belong to men and not to God. The church, we read about in the New Testament, was not a denomination. Christ said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Matthew 16:18. The church belongs to Christ. The Church of Christ is the family or household of God and is composed of all God's children. Members of the Lord's church are identified by name, but the church must not be denominationalized by name. There is no name equal to or above the divine name of Christ. Salvation is found in none other. Hear the apostle. "Wherefore also God highly exalted him and gave unto him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2:9-11. The Church of Christ is not a denomination because Christians are not bound by any denominational creed. Christ, the head of the church, has all authority in heaven and on earth. His gospel and his commands are authoritative. Just before our Lord left this earth, he announced his universal authority to be respected by all men who would become his disciples. Jesus declared, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:18-20. There is no authority within the church or of the church itself. Christ is the only authority. The inspired apostle wrote, "And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church." Ephesians 1:22. Then to the church at Colossae, Paul admonished, "And whatsoever ye do in word, do all in the name of the Lord, or by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's found in Colossians 3:17. The creeds and doctrines of men by which the denominations are governed are condemned in the Bible. Hear the apostle. Are you listening? "If ye died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to ordinances? Handle not, nor taste, nor touch, all which things are to perish with the using, after the precepts and doctrines of men." Colossians 2:20-22. All members of the Lord's church are under law to Christ alone. This is the law of faith. The Word declares, "Where then is the glory? It is excluded. By what manner of law? Of works? Nay, but by a law of faith." Romans 3:27. Law commands the right and prohibits the wrong. The law of faith, therefore, is the order of Christ's authority through the gospel which circumscribes and regulates faith. The law is the gospel, the commands of God which man believes, his faith being predicated upon the teachings of the gospel. Denominations have instituted their own creeds and disciplines. As a matter of fact, the denominations would not even exist in the absence of human creeds. The fact that denominations are of human origin is evidence of the fact that the doctrines and practices of such organizations are of human origin, their creeds and disciplines being compiled and written by men. It is not even unusual for the denominations of today to change or alter their creeds. In the past, some have completely repudiated doctrines taught in their original creeds, having changed their creeds so as now to teach some doctrines once stated in the same creeds to be false. Now men declare those doctrines to be true, or, if said to be true, some declare them to be false in some cases. Such are the creeds of denominations. Yet the Christian's creed can never change. Christ and His gospel never change. It is a changeless Christ for a changing world. Churches of Christ have no creed but Christ and His gospel. The New Testament is the infallible guide given to us by God. The Church of Christ is not a denomination because the Church has no denominational organization. There are no headquarters for the Church on earth. Christ is the head of the Church, as we read in Ephesians 1:22, when the Apostle declared, "He that is God gave Him to be head over all things to the Church, which is His body." And Christ has all authority in the Church. Matthew 28, verse 18. There is no denominational organization of churches and no centralized power or authority over the congregations of the Lord's Church. That is no organization larger than that of a local congregation of the Church of Christ, with its elders, deacons, and evangelists, functioning in their proper spheres. Such was the organization of the Church known during New Testament times, and it should be that way today. You read Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, Titus 1, verse 5, Acts 14, 23, and other related passages. My friends, the New Testament Church is not a denomination because of its scriptural, spiritual worship. Worship ordained and prescribed by the doctrines and commandments of men is declared by the Lord to be vain worship. Christ the Son of God declared, "God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." John 4, verse 24. Worship, therefore, to be acceptable unto God, must be in spirit and according to the direction of the truth. The seriousness of this matter is revealed in the words of the Master when He announced, "But in vain do they worship Me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men." Matthew 15, verse 9. Worship in the denominational churches is directed by the doctrines and precepts of men, that is, the creeds of human origin. Many denominations take pride in announcing to the world that their respective creeds and disciplines identify them in their worship, their doctrine, and practice. I mention only a few of such human creeds: the Catechism, the Confession of Faith, the Book of Common Prayer, the Philadelphia Confession of Faith, and others. My friends, there are different organizations today authorizing worship according to the human creeds, which obviously are uninspired. However, Jesus declared that worship according to the doctrines and precepts of men is vain worship. The denominations, therefore, could not be the Lord's Church rendering acceptable worship unto God if such worship is dictated by the doctrines and commandments of men. The Church of our Lord is not a denomination because Christians are united upon the divine platform of unity. The inspired Apostle Paul revealed, "There is one body, one spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. Christians affirm there is one God, unity in worship. There is one Lord, unity in authority. There is one faith, unity in message and doctrine. There is one baptism, unity of practice. There is one body, unity of organization and fellowship. There is one hope, unity in life and desire. There is one Spirit, unity in life and in revelation. This is the New Testament platform for Christian unity as revealed in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. My friends, hear me. Are you listening? As a Christian only, a member of the Lord's Church, and not a member of any denomination, One can believe and teach, as declared by Paul, that there is one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one body, one faith, one baptism, one hope. A loyal and consistent member of any denomination cannot teach these divine principles of Christian unity. The very spirit of denominationalism is contrary to the Lord's church and this New Testament teaching. Truly, beloved, these cardinal principles of unity constitute the only basis for the unity for which our Lord prayed so earnestly just prior to his death on the cross. Denominationalism refutes these divine principles of unity. That is hardly one of these seven principles of unity upon which denominations could unite. It would be impossible for the denominations to unite upon all these God-given principles of unity. I tell you, my friends, if all the denominations would unite upon these great principles of unity as ordained by God, there would be no longer anything known as a denomination. Then only the Church of the Living God would exist. The Church of Jesus Christ is non-denominational. It is neither Catholic, Jewish, nor Protestant. It was not founded in protest of any institution and is not the product of the Restoration or the Reformation. The Church of Christ is the product of the seed of the kingdom grown in the hearts of men. The seed of the kingdom, the Word of God, can produce only one product. As surely as there is one head, there is one body, the body of Christ, the Church, Ephesians 1:22, Ephesians 4, verse 4. As sure as the gospel is preached, Christ's church only will be produced. The church, the one body of Christ, is not a denomination. The Church of Christ, therefore, is non-denominational in origin, organization, and worship, functioning according to the authority of the New Testament. By divine pattern, it is that which embraces all in its fellowship who comply with the will of God, refusing fellowship to the disobedient who will not subjugate their will to the authority of Christ, the head of the church. The church which Jesus built is not a denomination, but the redeemed of God's people serving the Lord in one body for which he died on the cross. The Church of Christ is a divine institution because it belongs to Christ. He established it and bought it with his own blood. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus affirmed to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Beloved, Christ is the foundation rock upon which the church is built. Hear the words of the Apostle Paul when he wrote, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 3:10-11. The church that Jesus established was his own. It belongs to him. He is the very foundation of it. The Church of Christ belongs to Christ by right of ownership. Jesus said, "I will build my church." He bought it with his own blood that he shed on Calvary's hill. In Ephesians 5:25-27, the apostle wrote, "Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Yes, Jesus said, "I will build my church." And he paid the price for it with his own very life and his own blood. The Son of God was the divine builder and redeemer of his church. My church is Christ's church. I have no church. You should have no church. Why be a part of some religious organization of human origin when Christ built his church and it is of divine origin? Why not just be a member of the Lord's church? A way that is so right that it cannot be wrong. The Church of Jesus Christ is not a denomination, therefore, because of its divine origin. Christ, the divine Son of God, built His church upon the mighty, solid rock of the fact of His divinity. He has all power and authority in His kingdom. We have no right to search for some church of our choice. When the King of Kings and Lord of Lords has established and paid for the Church of Christ with His own blood upon the cross. Which church? What kind of a church are you a member of? Is it just the Church of Christ that you read about in the New Testament? Or is it some kind of a denominational organization? Would you like to be just a Christian only? Nothing more, nothing less? Don't you know, my friends, that is right? What could be wrong about that? On the first Pentecost, after the death and the resurrection of Christ, there were 3,000 souls added to the Lord's church. If you have obeyed the gospel exactly as they did, then you are a part of that church, His spiritual body. But if you have not, then you are merely a member of some human religious organization not found or identified by the Bible. If you really believe in the divinity of Christ, would you be willing to obey His gospel commands as those 3,000 did in Jerusalem? Peter commanded them, now listen carefully, "Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And in verse 41 it is revealed, "They then that received His word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls." Beloved, the church which Jesus built was not a denomination then, nor is it a denomination today. You can be just a Christian only. Really, isn't that what you want to be?